我们今天要来看这个约翰在巴摩海口看的第二个异象。
So today I'd like to share about the second vision that John saw in Island Patmos.
我们第一个印象知道他看见耶稣基督行走在七个金灯台中间。
The first vision we know that he saw was that he saw Jesus walking among the seven lampstands.
让我们知道今天这一位升天的基督他是大祭司。
So we may know that today the Lord Jesus who raised up in the heaven, he's the high priest.
他在天上这个真帐幕里尽他大祭司的功用。
And he is doing his part in the tabernacle up in the heavens.
他的两个眼睛如同火焰，他注目他的教会的光景。
His eyes are like two flames looking at the condition of his church on earth.
他要他的教会在这个黑暗的世界发出光芒。照耀世界。
He wants his church to give out light in this darkness.
这是第一个意象要表明的。
This is what the first vision is about.
这是第一章到第三章。
This is chapter 1 to chapter 3.
从上个主日开始，我们就进入第四章、第五章、第六章，要来看第二个意象。
So starting from last week, we started to read chapter 4, 5, and 6 to start looking into the second vision.
在第四章我们上礼拜交通的里头，我盼望你还记得。
I hope that you still remember what we shared in chapter 4 last week.
约翰就被神带到又进入一层。
God led John into another level.
因为他现在所看见的是一个宝座。
Because what he sees now is a throne.
那从真帐幕的意象来看的话，这个宝座的位置就从圣所进入了什么？至圣所。
So from in terms of the true tabernacle in the heavens, so what that represents entering from the outer place into the holy of holies.
对，因为在至圣所有约柜，有他的宝座在那里。
Because in it there's his ark and also his throne.
所以我们就知道这第二个意象是以宝座为中心的。
So we know that the second vision is surrounds the throne.
你要知道，当时他在巴摩海岛的时候
，So you know while he's in the island Patmos.
地上最大的宝座在哪里
？Where's the biggest throne on earth?
谁把他放逐到巴摩海岛做一个囚犯呢
？Who exiled him to the island Patmos?
当时的王吗
？That's the king at the time.
罗马的皇帝这个。窦米田放逐他。
It's the king of the Romans who sent them to the island.
所以当时以地上来看，那个宝座是在罗马。
So at the time, from the earthly sense, that throne belongs to the Rome.
基督徒的命运好像是掌握在这个罗马的皇帝的手里。
The fate of Christians seems to be controlled by the king of Rome.
他是一个外邦人。
He is a Gentile.
目中无神
he has no God.
自称为神
he calls himself God.
他根本就没有一个敬畏耶和华的心
he does not have a heart to fear and revere God.
今天在地上忽然出现这一批奇怪的人叫基督徒他 不拜这个罗马的王
and all of a sudden to nowadays exists these strange people called Christians and they do not worship him.
所以他把他的怒气就出在这些基督徒的身上
so he takes out his anger on these Christians.
那么你想，如果基督徒在这样的一个恶劣的环境中，这个日子怎么过呢
？So if you think about how can the Christians live their lives in such circumstance?
一个九十几岁的老人家侍奉神一辈子，今天沦落在这一个荒岛上，他的前途何在呢
？An old man who's in his 90s, who's been serving God for all his life, now today he's been exiled to an island. Where is his future leading to?
在人看是没有前途的。
So from a human perspective, there is no hope.
但是神让他看见还有一个宝座。
However, God allowed him to see there's another throne.
这个宝座，这个意象，不但是给这一个被放逐的约翰，他是一个熟悉圣经的人，他知道在旧约里好几个人都看过。
And this vision today is not only given to John, but also he knew that in the Old Testament there were several others who seen it as well.
记得吗？上礼拜讲到有谁看过
？Who saw it?
有以西结看过
Ezekiel?
有以赛亚看过
Isaiah?
有但以理看过
Daniel?
所以这些的弟兄们在旧约里
So all these brothers they are in the Old Testament
他们是见过这个荣耀的宝座
They have seen this glorious throne
改变了他们的一生
And that changed their life
安慰了他们受苦的那一个 那个年代。
And they put them in they give them peace in the.
因为一个在苦难中的人。
Because in their suffering.
最难的就是，此日遥遥，哪一天才有活命的指望
？It's hardest for them to endure the suffering if they do not know there's hope in the future.
哎呀，谁能够安慰我们呢
？So who could comfort them?
神说，把你的眼睛从你的周遭往上看。
And God tells them, turn your eyes from your surroundings to look up.
不要看你的周围。
Do not look at your surroundings.
彼得看他的周围就往下沉。
So when Peter saw his surrounding, he sank.
他本来可以在水上走的。
He was walking on water.
但是一看周遭，他就往下沉。
As soon as he gazed his eyes upon his surrounding, he sank.
所以，主今天要我们所有神的儿女，你要看见那个。在天上的宝座。
So that's why God wants all His children today to look at the throne that's in heaven.
好像最近看到听到一个新闻，说有一个人自杀，他在 Colorado 把好多基督徒杀死在教堂里头。
I heard from news there's a person who is in Colorado who has committed suicide, but he took with him lots of other Christians.
把他的写的遗书拿出来看。
And he took his will.
哎呀，那个遗书里面他充满着苦毒。他说：“耶稣啊，你在哪里？”
And in his will, is full of hatred. Yes, where are you?
他看到的基督徒让他非常的失望。
And all the Christians that he saw caused him to lose hope.
他心里面非常的痛恨。
And he developed this hatred.
没有出路。
And there's no way out.
好像耶稣也不理他了。
It seemed like Jesus ignored him.
他想，那我就去杀人。自杀。
So he figured that he'll take out a couple of other people and then commit suicide.
这是何等的悲剧。
What a sad ending this is.
因为这个人没有真正的遇见主。
Because this man did not truly.
他想要看人，人让他失望。
So because he had his eyes on people and those people let him down.
他想要做宣教士。
He wanted to become a missionary.
好像也没有做成。
It looks like he failed at that.
总而言之，他一生就是苦读的失败。
In other words, his life is full of miserable failures.
但是，如果我们的眼睛能够看到天上的这位主
，But however, if we our eyes can see our Lord who's in heaven,
你就有希望。
You will have hope.
好，第四章是讲到父，耶和华神。坐宝座。
So the fourth chapter talk about the Father, the God who sits in the throne.
在第四章的敬拜赞美的里头是四个这个活物，二十四位长老跟天使们的敬拜。
So it's the it's talk about how the four living creature and then 24 elders and also the angels worshiping.
这是上周我们看。
This is what we read about last.
这个礼拜我们要进入第五章。
So this week we'll enter into chapter 5.
我们来看第五章又有什么新的。启示。
We look at chapter 5 to see if there are any new revelations.
我们要读完这一章。
We'll finish reading this chapter.
我念中文一节，我们弟兄用英文念下一节。
We'll alternate between Chinese and English.
我们把这一章念完。
And we'll finish the chapter.
我们一起来看。
Let's read.
我看见坐宝座的右手中有书卷，里外都写着字，用七印封严了。
And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and to break its seal?
在天上、地上、地底下，没有人能展开、能观看那书卷的。
Then I began to weep greatly because no one was found worthy to open the book or to look into it.
因为没有配开、配展开、配观看那书卷的，我就大哭。第五节。
And one of the elders said to me, Stop weeping, behold, the loin that is from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome so as to open the book and its seven seals.
我又看见宝座与四活物，并长老中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七角、七眼，就是神的七灵。奉差遣往普天下去。
And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne.
他既拿了书卷，父四活物和二十四个长老就俯伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。
And they sang a new song, saying, Worthy are you to take the book and to break its seals. For you were slain and purchased for God with your blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation.
又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。
Then I looked and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne and the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands.
大声说，曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。
And every created thing which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things in them I heard saying, To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever.
四活物就说阿们，众长老也服服敬拜。我们还要读两处的圣经来配合理解它。
And we'll read from two more other places.
创世纪第一章
Genesis chapter 1
创世纪第一章
Genesis chapter 1
26节
Verse 26
我们要念到28节
And we'll read till verse 28
我们一起中英文一起来念。
We'll read both English and Chinese together.
神说
Then God said,
我们要照着我们的形象按着我们的样式造人使他们管理海里的鱼空中的鸟地上的牲畜和全地并地上所爬的一切昆虫神就照着自己的形象造人乃是照他的形象造男造女神就赐福给他们
又对他们说 God said to them,
要生养众多遍满
And fill the earth and subdue it, and rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over every living thing that moves on earth.
第三处
And the third place we'll read from is
罗马书
in the book of Romans,
第八章
Chapter 8.
我们要念十九节
We'll read from verse 19
到二十二节
to 22
我先用中文念一次然后我们弟兄用英文再念一次
We'll read in Chinese first and in English
受造之物切望等候神的众子显出来因为受造之物浮在虚空之下不是自己愿意乃是因那叫他如此的但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制得享神儿女自由的荣耀我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦直到如今
Romans chapter 8 verse 19 to 22 For the anxious longing of creation wait eagerly for the revealing of the Son of God. For the creation was subjected to futility not willingly, but because of him who subjected in hope, that the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of glory of children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now.
现在到了第五章
So now we have come to chapter 5
这个意象继续进行
And the vision continues
他这个时候你就看到这个宝座那个坐宝座的手里有一个书卷
So here you can see that the one who sits on the throne he holds a book
他说这个书卷是一个 scroll 是一个卷起来的
Here it says that the book is in a scroll
然后用七印把它封严严封起来
And it was sealed with seven seals
然后就一个大力的天使就问一个大的问题
And then there's this angel who asks this question
他说在天上在地上在地底下有没有任何的一位配来拿这个书卷呢来看这个书卷呢
And there's this angel who asks with a strong voice Who is worthy to open the book and to break its seal
然后这个整个的这个时候就进入一个没有声音
And then all went quiet
我相信所有的人都在等待谁可以从父的宝座把这个书卷拿来打开呢
And I believe everyone is just waiting patiently to see who can go up there and take the book from the Father's hand and open it.
等了半天。
They waited.
你看看我，我看看你。
And they were looking at each other.
没有。
No one.
天上没有。
There was no one in the heavens.
地上也没有。
No one on this earth.
地底下也没有。
No one under the earth.
在海里也没有。
And in the sea.
总而言之，到处找不到。
There was no one that came forward.
然后有一个很奇怪的事情就发生了。
And then a strange thing happened.
当约翰一知道找不到
，and when John realizes there's no one who's willing to step forward,
他有一个很稀奇的反应。
He has a strange reaction.
如果是你是我
，if you and I
找不到就找不到嘛。
So it's no big. We may feel there's no big deal if we can't find somebody who's worthy.
我们最多唉叹口气吧。
We probably just sigh.
但是这不是约翰的反应。
But this is not John's reaction.
Bless you.约翰的反应跟我们的想象完全不一样。
But John's reaction is completely different from what we imagined.
当他知道找不到的时候
，And when he realized they can't find anyone,
他就急了。
So he became anxious.
他有点像小孩子。
He's like a kid.
就怎么样
？And so he,
啊，大哭，放声大哭。
He was crying out in a loud voice.
你读到这里的时候，你有没有觉得很奇怪
？I don't know if you feel very strange when you read about this passage.
你我怎么不哭？为什么他哭起来了
？How come you and I didn't go into tears, but he went into tears?
我们的话说，慢点嘛，再找再找，总有一天找到，像你我们找钥匙一样。
We would say just have patience. We'll eventually find it, just like we're looking for keys.
总会找到的。
We'll find it.
不用大哭嘛。
You don't have to cry.
哦，不是，他大哭啊。
But on the contrary, John was all in tears.
为什么
？And the reason is.
有没有想过？
Have you ever thought about the reason?
我们看过小朋友哭，我们看过失恋的人哭，我们看到亲人死的时候哭。
We've seen kids cry, or people who just went through breakup, they cry, and the people who lost their loved ones, they cry.
但是这里约翰是为什么哭呢
？So, but why is John crying here?
而且他是一个老人家大哭哦。
Also, he's an old man. He's who's crying.
是不是儿子不听话？孙子不听话。
Is it because his son or his grandson not listening to him?
想见他们见不到啊。
Or was it because he wanted to see him so badly?
不是。
No.
他为什么
？Why is he crying?
因为他知道这一个书卷所代表的意义。
Because he knows the true meaning of the scroll.
因为你往后面去读的时候，从第六章往后。
Because if you read this from chapter 6 and on,
就是一个印，因为是这个是七个印印封起来的。
Because there are seven seals.
每一个印打开的时候，你就会发现的事要发生的。
So with the broken of every seal, many things happen.
这一路开印就开到第十一章。
So as these seals were broken, the things that happened were recorded in the Bible all the way until chapter
11. 然后这个记载一直到最后二十二章到新天新地
，and continue on to chapter 22。
这个都跟这一卷书发生关系。
And all this are related to this book.
如果这本书没有被打开，后面的事情就没有人知道。
If this book were never open, nothing afterwards will happen, and no one will know what happens.
神的旨意有没有办法去完成它
？And also, God's will probably not be done.
所以这个书卷是里外都写的，写的是什么？神的话关乎上帝的旨意。
So on the inside and the outside of this, the scroll, it records the word of the God is related to his will.
用我们中文来讲的话呢
？And to put it in Chinese,
是什么？皇帝的圣旨啊
command from the emperor, if to put it.
Okay, that's fine. 这个宝座就是讲到宇宙的王。
So this throne is talking about the king of the universe.
第四章。二十四个长老宣告的说我们敬拜你因为天地万有都是因你的旨意被造而有
In chapter 4 it talks about how the 24 elders were saying they worship him because all the creation come to be because of him
科学家知道只有这个宇宙存在我们也天天看着这一切但是我们不知道为什么
Well, the scientist knows that and we also know that everything exists but we don't know why it exists
但是二十四个长老宣布了是有原因的
However, the 24 elders were saying there is a reason
这一切的存在
All these things exist.
是根据一个伟大的旨意。
It's because of one great will.
这个旨意现在就拿在这个神的 手里。
And this great will right now is in the hand of God.
那现在问，谁能够来打开这个神的旨意，来执行神的旨意呢？
Now the question is, who can open up this book and to do what the will, what his will commands?
24个长老没有一个配。
Not a single one from the 24 elders was worthy.
四活物也没有一个活物配。
None of the living four living creatures were worthy.
亿万的天使天君也没有一个天使配。
None of the angels were worthy.
稀奇吗？
Isn't it strange?
神有这么多的仆人，没有一个配。
God has so many different servants, but none of them is worthy.
神这个旨意要找到一个配的人。
God's will is seeking someone who is worthy.
如果没有，约翰就大哭。
If there isn't one, John is going to tears.
我想这圣经没有解释他大哭的原因。
I think the Bible didn't explain why he went to tears.
但是你如果身临其境，
However, if you put yourself in
his shoes, 你把你自己放在约翰的位置上来想，
You put yourself into his position.
我从我年轻遇见我的主。
And I remember back when I was young, when I met my Lord.
我本来在这个世界是一个打鱼的渔夫。
I started out in this world at like a fisherman.
跟世界上任何的人都是一样的。
Just like everyone else in this
world. 我们糊里糊涂来到这个世界，忙忙碌碌一辈子，然后又离开了这个世界。
We don't know how we came into this world, and then we were busy our lives, and then we leave this world.
我年轻的时候在找上帝，你曾经应许我们犹太人要赐给人类的救主弥赛亚。
And when I was young, I was once trying to seek the Messiah that God had given promise to the Israelites.
我的一生有幸，我年轻的时候看见他。
And I have this faith because when I met him when I was young.
我认识他是那应许的弥赛亚。
I know that he is that Messiah who is the promised Messiah.
我把我的一生奉献给他。
I offer up my life to him.
我跟随他，我侍奉他，一直到今天。六十多年
I follow him and I serve him until today, 60 some years later.
今天我被放逐在这个巴摩海岛
And today I'm being exiled into the Patmos, island Patmos.
如果就是这样离开这个世界，我也死无遗憾
And if I just leave this world like in this way, I have no regrets.
但是神啊
But God,
你的工作怎么办？
What will become of your work?
你的教会在地上怎么办？
What will become of your church?
今天四面楚歌，各样的难处。
Today they're surrounded by enemies.
我们在苦难中。
We're in great difficulty.
什么是我们这一切苦难的解释？有许多的我的弟兄们都一个一个寻道走了走了。
So what's the explanation for our sufferings? I have so many brothers who were martyred, who were left.
这一切的血。到底为着什么最后的意义
So what's the meaning of all this bloodshed?
如果今天你的旨意不能够完成那我们这些人的捐躯我们一些奉献都白搭了吗
If today your will cannot be done all our sacrifices is in vain
像保罗所说如果我们只不过是为今生的话那我们这些信耶稣的人是世界上最可怜的人。
So just like Paul said, if we do all these things, if we only have this lifetime, then all Christians are the saddest bunch of people.
不但我们做错了一个见证，我们的一生也通通白浪费掉了。
Not only did we become the wrong testimony, but we also waste our entire life.
对不对？到底我们活着为什么？
Isn't that true? Why are we here?
我们乃是知道我们的神在这个宇宙中做一件了不得的事。
It's because we know that our God is doing a great thing in this world.
他有一个旨意叫永远的旨意。
And he has his will, it's the eternal will.
犹太人本来是这一群的神的选民。
Israelite were the chosen people of God.
应该为这个旨意为神做见证。
It should be a testimony for this will and this God.
可是他们成了列国的笑柄。
But yet they become the laughing stock of all the different nations.
今天神的儿子来到这个地上。
Today, the Son of God comes to this world.
重新建立这个倒塌的帐幕。
The Son of God came to this earth to rebuild this temple.
他升上了高天，我们在地上为他做见证。
He was raised into heaven, and now we become testimony to him.
撒旦用他最大的权势要把我们这一小群消灭。
And Satan is using all his power trying to destroy us.
今天你把我带到天的宝座。
And today he brings us to the high above in the front.
你让我看见神的旨意要执行。
And allow me to see his will is about to be done.
可是没有人配。
But yet no one is worthy to open.
所以他大哭。
And that is why he cried.
他哭，哎呀，怎么办？前途是什么？
He cried and he's wondering what the future will be like.
第五节。
And chapter 5.
长老中有一位对我说，不要哭。
And then there's one elder said, do not stop weeping.
看啊，犹大支派中的狮子，大卫的根，他已经得胜。
Behold, the lion that is from the tribe of Judah, the root of David has overcome.
能展开那书卷，揭开那七印。
So as to open the book and its seven seals.
所以这个天使报了一个佳音，好消息。
And so this angel told him a great gospel.
谁能够安慰大卫呢？
Who
谁能够安慰约翰呢？
Who can comfort John?
只有这个好消息可以。
Only this great news.
这个好消息说有，不是没有。
And this great news is that yes, there is someone who can.
是谁呢？
And who is that?
他叫犹大支派中的狮子，这是第一个名字。
And the first name for this someone is the lion that is from the tribe of Judah.
第二个名字叫大卫的根。
And the second name is the root of David.
他是谁啊？
And who is this person?
谁是犹大支派中的狮子，又是大卫的根呢？
Who is the lion that's from the tribe of Judah and the root of David?
那这个你就要到旧约里面来找了。
And then you need to look into the Old Testament.
在这个桌子底下，对。大卫，犹大的狮子
，The Lion of Judah。
你如果读箴言三十章三十节，你知道狮子是讲百兽之王。
If you look at Proverbs, it says that lion is the king of the animals。
那么你读创世纪四十九章第九节
，If you look at Genesis chapter 49 verse 9，
这是雅各为他十二个儿子做给的祝福。
This is the blessing Jacob gave to his 12 sons.
也是一个预言。
It's also a prophecy.
就说到犹大的狮子。
And in that talked about the lion of Judah from the tribe of Judah.
将来有一天有一个犹大的狮子要从十二个支派里面的犹大支派出来。
And one day this lion will come from the tribe of Judah.
这是远在创世纪里头。雅各祝福他儿子的时候所说的预言。
This is prophecy that Jacob said way back in the book of Genesis.
那个话是你算从雅各算到就是创世纪算到耶稣多少年呢？
If you calculate how long it's been since when Jacob said these words to to the time of Jesus.
差不多两千年。
It's about 2,000 years.
对不对？然后大卫的根。
So the root of David.
大卫的根这句话是出自于以赛亚书十一章。
It's from a book of Isaiah chapter 11.
第一节。
And verse 1.
然后五十三章第二节。
And chapter 53 verse 2.
所以先知以赛亚在主耶稣之前差不多700年的时候800年的时候这个时间他也预言到耶稣的一个名字。
A prophet Isaiah already 700 to 800 years before the time of Jesus already prophesied about Jesus.
那里你去看的时候讲耶西的根。
There it talked about the root of
Jesse.
Jesse.
那 Jesse 是谁呢？耶西是谁呢
？So who's Jesse?
你去读耶稣的家谱。
If you read his Jesus genealogy.
那耶西是大卫的爸爸。
Jesse is the father of David.
对，所以。你到了五十三章，你看到这一篇预言，就说到那个受苦的弥赛亚。
So in the if you read chapter 53, you will see it prophesies the Messiah who suffered.
说他如根出于甘地。
And so it says that his root come from Jesse.
所以这个根，这个 root.
So this root
是指着这一个神在历史中所隐藏的这条线。
It refers to this hidden line that's in his God's hidden line.
一面讲到他是犹大的狮子。
On one hand, it talked about he's the lion of Judah, tribe of Judah.
他的能力，他的王性。
And his abilities and his kingship.
大卫的根也是讲到大卫是坐宝座的。
And the root of David was also because David is about sitting on the throne.
但是 这个王跟世界上的诸王都不一样。
But this king is different from all the different kings on this earth.
地上的王是他的能力、财富是出自于这个世界。
And the power and the wealth of the earthly kings come from the earth.
但是耶西的根、大卫的根、这个王的根是在干地，他跟这个地不发生关系的。
And but however, the root of Jesse, the root of David, he has nothing to do with the power of this earth.
他的能力、他的生命不是吸取地上，乃是吸取于天上。
His powers, his life does not come from this earth, rather is extracted from the heaven.
所以他在这里就说到啊，有一位，不要哭。这个犹大的狮子，大卫的根已经得胜了。
And that's why it says, "Stop weeping. Behold, the lion that is from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome."
那也就是说，他因为打仗打赢了。
In other words, he had victory in battle.
所以现在他配展开这个书卷。
That's why he is worthy to open the book.
来执行这个神的旨意。
And to do God's will.
然后大家就看到底是谁啊
And let me read on to see who is this.
大家殷谨以盼。
So everybody, I'm sure, is waiting.
第六节，我就看见宝座与四活物并长老之中有羔羊站立。
And I saw between the throne with the four living creatures and the elders a lamb standing.
这句话应该重写应该叫做有狮子站立才对，这上下文就对起来了。
So this word they should rephrase it because they should say there's a lion standing.
对不对
？It would be the same.
前面讲到
as the what's above mentioned before.
犹大的狮子
，because before we talk about the lion of Judah.
那是一个雄壮、勇敢的标记。
That's a symbol of power and bravery.
所以你希望看见的是一个。英姿风发，像一个这是大王啊。
So what you should see is an image, this glorious image of a king.
结果没有想到，一看啊。
Surprisingly, when you look,
是个羔羊，羔羊是羊里面的小羊啊。
It's a lamb. A lamb is the small the younger ones of the sheep.
所以你会发现，这是一个很大的反差，一个。我们的脑袋转不过来了。
So you discover this forms such a great contrast.
前面告诉我们是犹大的狮子，我们都希望看到的是一个雄壮威武的王。
So before it tells us the lion from tribe Judah, we were hoping to see this great, powerful king.
但是你看到这个 irony 是一个，哎，羔羊，小羊，
but yet
小羊羔。
But what you see is just this small lamb.
所以这是叫做。所有的人的眼睛都跌破了。
So that's why it's a great surprise for everyone.
这句话听得懂听不懂？啊，跌破眼镜。就像我们这现在在选举，这些电视上的这些 pundits 一天到晚说什么人要会，什么人会选，什么人会选，结果到时候反过来，所以这些 pundits 所有的眼睛都扎了，都是吹牛吹爆了。
So just like the commentaries on the commentators on our TV talking about the elections and who's going to win, but the outcome would sure surprise all of them.
对不对？大家都以为是这个样子，但实际上刚好相反。
Everyone would thought things would go one way, but things actually happened on different, completely different.
你就会发现神做事跟人的想象完全不一样的。
You discover the way God works is completely different.
神怎么样把他的得胜引进，把整个宇宙中这个难处能够解决？他的方法，神的智慧高过。人的智慧，他的道路高过人的道路。
His wisdom is above man's, and his way is better than man's way.
在这里就充分表述出来。
It's completely represented here.
好，这里看见的是一个羊羔站在那里。
Because here we see this lamb standing there.
你看他的形容。
And see his description.
是被杀过的。
It says as if slain.
我去查这个被杀过的动，这是个动词。
And this is a verb here.
这个动词是什么形？过去式、现在式、未来式是什么时态
？What kind of tense is it?
那我念给你听。
So I'll read to you.
照着它的时态，应该是 having been slain.
So the proper tense should read as having been slain.
这是什么时态
？What kind of tense is that?
现在完成进行时，对不对？ 你们的托福还没有忘掉，还不错。
Somebody who's English major help me out a little bit.
你知道不知道？
我知道怎么用，不知道怎么用。It's a past perfect tense?
No. It's present progressive perfect tense.
It's that tense.
所以我们这些英文的都不懂得文法，很重要。
Just me.
英文的奇妙就是它这些动词都告诉我们这个动作它到底含有的意义是什么？是以前的事情、未来的事情、是现在的事情、完成的事情、进行的事情，都很生动地告诉我们。
So the interesting thing about the English language is that all these tenses tells us exactly how things are happening.
中文就我吃饭，这个吃饭这是包罗万有了，这个你自己去想，到底昨天吃还是今天吃，将来吃都不知道。
So it's different in Chinese.
非常不准确。
It's not that clear.
啊。但是在这个地方，这个时态是很重要的。
But here the tense is very important.
是 having been slain.
It says having been slain.
而且这个词在这一章用三次。
Also this word in this chapter was used three times.
第九节。
Verse 9.
你看，配节开庆，因为你曾被杀，同样的字。
And it says, worthy are you to take the book and to break seal, for you were slain.
看到没有？这地方英文也没有翻译出来。到了第十二节，又用同样的字，大声说：“曾被杀的羔羊。”
And then verse 12 it says again, "Worthy is the lamb that was slain."
啊，但是这个字的动词的准确的翻译全部都是一模一样 ，having been slain.
However, the proper way to translate all these three instances should be having been slain.
那中文要准确的翻的话，应该翻译成刚刚被杀过的。
And the Chinese translation, if you really want to translate in an accurate way, it should be the lamb that was just been slain.
就是说到我们的主耶稣，他今天站在宝座的时候。
So in other words, it says that our Lord Jesus now standing on the throne.
他是一个刚刚被杀过的羔羊。
He was a lamb that was just been slain.
这就告诉我们什么？
What does that say to us?
这件事情发生在什么时候？
When did this happen?
啊，耶稣什么时候是刚刚被杀过，然后升天到了宝座前
？When was Jesus just been slain and raised up into heavens？
啊，什么时候发生
？When did this happen？
使徒行传第一章
，Acts chapter one，
对不对？这个是那一天很清楚的告诉我们，耶稣站在橄榄山上，他复活与门徒在一起四十天在地上。
It clearly tells us that on Mount Olive, Lord Jesus was resurrected. He spent 40 days with the disciples.
然后对这120个人说，你们不要离开耶路撒冷。
And told 120 people, said, "Do not leave Jerusalem."
等到父所应许的圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就要得着能力。
And wait until the promised spirit from the Father comes into you.
No. Upon you,
upon
you,
come upon you.
这个很重要的一个介系词。Upon you.
Wait till the Holy Spirit come upon you.
然后你们要得能力
and then you will receive power.
然后你们就可以为我做见证，从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚一直到地极
and then you will be able to become testimony to me.
讲完这段话，耶稣就上升
and after he spoke these words, he went up. He was raised.
然后我们都不知道他到哪里去了
and then no one knows where he went.
那么现在这个镜头又告诉我们接下去了，所以我觉得这个第二个意象所看见的这一件事是《使徒行传》的延续。
So now we can see that the scene continues on in Revelation. So I feel like this part is the continuation of Acts.
我们主耶稣上去以后
，So our Lord after he raised into heaven，
每一个人拍拍脑袋去哪里
？Everybody was wondering where did he go？
月亮
？He go to the moon？
比较近了。
It's probably closer.
啊，火星
，or maybe Mars，
或者哪一个，哪一个星
，or maybe some other planets.
他什么星也没去
，he didn't go anywhere.
他是，天堂 Express.
He went to the Heaven Express.
啊，他就直通第三层天
，and he went up into high heavens.
就说你怎么知道
？So how do you know this?
就是这里。
Because it says right there.
这里就是说到这个羔羊就站在宝座前了。
And it says this lamb was standing before the throne.
他是刚刚被杀过的。
And it was just slain.
有七角七眼，就是神的七灵。
And the seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God.
啊，这是讲到圣灵。
This talked about the Holy Spirit.
那现在为什么说到耶稣的标记现在是有七角、七眼、七灵呢？
So why is now this, Jesus is symbolized by seven horns, seven eyes, and seven spirits?
这个七角是讲的能力。
So the seven horns talk about the powers.
七眼是讲到遍察全地。
And the seven eyes is about looking all across the earth.
就讲到这个圣灵的这个时候的特点。
So we talk about the special characteristic of the Holy Spirit.
那么这个圣灵给谁了？
So who is this Spirit, Holy Spirit given to?
浇灌在耶稣的身上。
It's poured upon Jesus.
所以这个被杀的羔羊就被宝座的父神把它膏了。
So this lamb which was slain was now anointed by the God who's on the throne.
那么这个膏就发生了《使徒行传》的第二章的事情。
And this anointing lead to what's been recorded in Acts chapter 2.
请我们打开翻到圣经《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
这个能力的灵就照着耶稣所应许的。
So that the spirit of power.It's doing according to what Jesus promised.
第一节，第二章第一节。
Verse 1.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚在一处，忽然天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们坐的屋子。有舌头如火焰显出来，分开落在他们个人头上，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才，说起别国的话来。
And verse 1 through...4. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a noise like violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues of fire distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit was giving them utterance.
所以他们就突然间发现在耶路撒冷有这个很奇怪的现象发生。
So all of a sudden they discovered this strange phenomenon.
这120个人都说取各国的方言。
These 120 people were speaking in tongues.
有的人讲上海话，有的人讲宁波话，各如此类。
They were talking about various local dialects.
他们在说什么呢？
So what are they saying?
用各种方言对这些从全世界聚集在这里的各地的犹太人说耶稣是谁。
And they were using these tongues to tell the Israel Jews who had been gathered there from all across the world who Jesus is.
因为这个时候是五旬节，犹太人从全世界回到耶路撒冷来敬拜神，所以很多的人是从小在外国长大的。
Because this is time of Pentecost, so Jews from all across the different nations come back to here to worship.
所以他们只知道他们长大的地方的方言。希伯来话老早不会。
So to these Jews, they only know the language they grew up with, so they kind of don't know Hebrew.
所以他们讲的这些各国的话都不通啊，互相话不通。可是现在这些120个门徒却都会用他们各地来的方言跟他们讲耶稣是谁。
So these Jews they can't communicate with each other, but how now that these 120 people with their gifts they can now speak to them.
那么十二节就说了。
And then it says in chapter, verse 12.
众人都惊讶，猜疑，彼此说，这是什么意思？怎么，为什么是这样？干嘛？
And they all continue in amazement and great perplexity, saying to one another, what does this mean?
十三节说，有人讥诮他们说，他们是喝酒喝醉了。
And then, but others were mocking and saying, they are full sweet wine.
十四节以后一直到三十六节。
However, from verse 14 to 36,
彼得跟十一个使徒站起来就开始讲道，解释这是什么意思。
Peter and the other 11 disciples they began to stand up and to explain what's going on.
那我建议你，如果从来没有好好读这段圣经，你回家把这段圣经读清楚。
If you never read this part passage thoroughly, I recommend you to go home and read it.
这是重要的圣经。
This is very important.
这跟你跟我在地上活着有绝对的关系。
This has absolute relevance to you and I.
绝对不亚于我们主耶稣降生伯利恒为罪人后来钉死在十字架上，绝对不亚于那样的真理，这个相等。
This truth is no lesser than the truth of how Lord Jesus was born.
今天基督徒对耶稣的降生，耶稣的受死埋葬复活都比较清楚。
So today Christians probably have a very pretty good idea of our Lord Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection.
但是基督徒很多的时候，我们不认识耶稣的升天与耶稣整个圣灵的浇灌。
But however, a lot of us may not know how he what happened after he was raised and his the anointing of the Spirit.
所以今天就有很多古历八怪的解释了。
So that's why today there are so many different explanations.
但它的原版是在这里。
However, the true original version is recorded here.
那为了时间，我就把它这一段圣经的结论。讲出来。
But however, due to time issue, I'll summarize it here.
啊，它是从十四节一直讲到三十六节。
It's start from verse 14 to 36.
它是引经据典来证明这件事情是不是 accident， 是老早有原因的，上帝老早讲设计好的。
It quoted from various parts of the Bible to prove that this is something that I have prophesied for a long time ago.
然后结论是什么呢
？And the conclusion is
三十二节
，verse 32。
我们要念到三十三节
，and we'll read till verse 33。
好，我们中文的一起念。
Read Chinese first。
这耶稣，神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。英文。
English verse 32 to 33. This Jesus got raised up again, to which we are all witnesses. Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God, and having received the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured forth this which you both see and hear.
好，他在这里讲到一件事情，你们现在看见圣灵降在这一百二十个人身上。
Here we talk about here, you can see that the Holy Spirit is upon these 120 people.
这是今天在耶路撒冷发生的。
This happened in Jerusalem today.
但是事情的原因不在耶路撒冷，事情原因在天上。
However, the cause is not here in Jerusalem, but rather it comes from heaven.
因为天上有事，所以地上才有这个事。
Because it happened in the heavens, that's why it happened now.
问这一百二十人为什么讲起方言，你们不要原因在他们上找不到。
So do not ask these 120 people why are they speaking in tongues because the reason is not here.
原因是天上出现大事。
The reason is because there are great things happening in the heaven.
出现什么大事呢
？And what's happening?
什么大事
？What
你们所弃绝那位耶稣
？Those the Jesus who you rejected.
神已经叫他怎么样
？God has caused him to
复活了。
To resurrect.
还不如不仅如此。
And not only that.
他不但复活。
Not only was he resurrected,
他还怎么样？升天了。
He was also raised.
他不但升天了。
Not only was he raised up,
他还怎么样？被神右手高举，又从父受了所应许的什么？圣灵。
He was exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, and he was.
对不对？所以耶稣一升天，他就被什么？赐予圣灵。
So as soon as Jesus was raised, he was given the Holy Spirit.
三十六节
，verse 36。
故此，以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主，为弥赛亚了。
Therefore, let all the house of Israel know of certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified.
Christ 是希腊文，弥赛亚是希伯来文。
So Christ is Greek, and then Messiah is Hebrew.
什么意思
what does
基督什么意思？弥赛亚什么意思
？What does Christ and Messiah mean?
受膏者
is the one who is anointed.
这一位耶稣，你们把他弃绝，钉死十字架。
This Jesus who you rejected and nailed on the cross.
但今天大事发生。
But today a great thing had happened.
他升上高天。
Today he was raised up.
今天是五旬节。
Today is Pentecost.
天上这位升天的耶稣。被天父怎么样？用圣灵膏他。
So the Jesus who was raised up today on this day, he was anointed by the Father.
这个膏油就流到胡须，流到全身。
And this anointing oil is drip from his beard to his robe.
有的时候我就讲笑话，我说这一百二十人大概就是那个指着胡须说的。
So sometimes I joke that maybe this 120 people are referring to his beard.
但是不管怎么样
，So regardless,
圣灵。高了耶稣
，The Holy Spirit anointed Jesus。
这就是这里现在我们读的，他七角七眼。
So this is what we just read about the seven horns, the seven eyes。
这个能力的灵在耶稣的身上。
This the spirit of power is now upon Jesus。
不但在耶稣的身上，而且流到全身。所以现在在耶路撒冷看到这一百二十个人受膏。
And not only was on him, the anointing was on him, but it also dripped down to, and so that's why the 120 people were anointed.
不但这件事情发生在耶路撒冷，后来也到格林牛家外邦人身上。
And not only did it happen in Jerusalem, but it also spread to the other places.
所以这一个圣灵的流就流了这一两千年。
So this Holy Spirit began to flow for the next 2,000 years.
然后你如果去读，哥林多前书十二章十二节的话
，If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 12，
他就解释这一个流，这个圣灵的浇灌，另外一个意义是形成了一个身体。
He explained the second meaning of the anointing is to form a body.
把地上的肢体，肢体虽多，却是一个身体，是借着这个圣灵的流，这个洗，把它洗出来。
And it's to combine this body, even though they're different parts, but there's only one body, and this all is to combine them.
怎么知道你是属于这个身体里的人呢？
So how do you know that you are part of this body?
这个身体只有一个秘诀。
Then there's this secret.
啊，把告诉大家把手拿出来，举起来。
Just raise your hand.
放在你的面前。
And put it before you.
你看，你有五个指头。
You see that you have five fingers.
哎，怎么很多人没有手？
Just raise up your hand.
大拇指动一动
your thumb, move your thumb a little bit.
我只叫你大拇指动，其他指不能动啊。
Don't move other, don't move your
小拇指动一动
move your pinky.
把五个指指一起围起来
to form into fists.
谁叫它动的？
Who's causing this to move?
你的头
It's your head.
你的头命令它小指动就动，对不对？
Your brain is commanding.
如果你有一天发现动，哎，不动了。
If on one day if you discover you tell it to move but it's not moving.
Uh-oh. 什么事情发生了？
What may be happening?
哈？中风了。
Maybe you are having a stroke.
对不对？你如果忽然有一天发现你这个身上的，你叫它动，它不动了。
If all of a sudden one day you discover that when you tell your body to move, it's not moving.
你就知道你完了。
You know you're finished.
对吧？脑溢血了。
Maybe you have some blockage somewhere.
对不对？你的神经受损了。
Maybe your nerve was damaged.
所以什么叫做身体？
So what is called a body?
身体不是说哦，我身上很多东西放在一起，这叫身体，不是。
The body is not just because different parts or put together.
那个可以叫做尸体。
That may be called a carcass.
Corpse.
A corpse.
对对对对。有眼睛，有鼻子，有手，有脚，不是身体。
Just having all these parts does not make a body.
虽然都在
even though it's all there,
不一定能动
it may not move.
什么时候能动呢？
So when can it, when it will
就是
it will move?
百节什么？各按其职，连于元首基督。
It's when all the parts are moving in unison, listening to command from Jesus.
Do you get it?
When different parts are listening to Jesus.
这一个身上的每一个 member, 它必须跟你的脑袋有直接的联系。
So every single part of your body needs to have a direct connection with the brain.
然后你跟旁边的也有间接的联系。
And also you have this connection with those surrounding you.
头一说动你就动，身头一说停你就乖乖停。
When the head tells you to move, you move. When it tells you to stop, you stop.
你刚刚把你的手举起来。
You were raising your hands just now.
我说把大拇指动，你的大拇指说我就是偏偏不动。
Maybe you tell your thumb to move, but then the thumb may say back to you, "No, I'm not moving."
为什么我要我动
？And you may ask, "Why do you want me to move?"
那你每天都搞不完呢。
So you may.
你每下一个命令，你的肢体都要跟你说为什么
？Because every single commandment you tell your body to do, it always argues with you.
我看你这日子没办法过。
I think you will no way to live a normal life.
所以你就知道，当耶稣说。我是教会的元首，教会是我的身体。这句话的意义就在这个地方。
So I think you need to understand what means the true meaning of what when Jesus said, "I am the head of the church and the church is the body."
不因为你的名字在 ECC 的名单上，你就是说我在教会里，那不一定啊。
Don't think that it's not necessarily true that simply because your name show on the name list, the membership list of the ECCC that you're in church.
有些弟兄姐妹还会申请进入 member， 这个其实这个 member 不是。 天上那个 member 不一样的。
So we also have some brothers and sisters who are trying to get into to apply to become a member. It's not this is not membership.
我们的 membership 是为了州政府而有的。
Our membership exists just simply for the state government.
那是因为财团法人的缘故才有一个 membership list， 跟天上那个是两码子事。
Because we need to deal with the IRS, it has nothing to do with what's going on in heaven.
不是 IRS， 是 State Department.
Oh, State Department.
对 ，Washington State.
It would just deal with this Washington State Department.
这概念要弄清楚。
So no, you need to have a clear understanding of the concept.
什么是教会真正的 member?
What is a true member of church?
怎么证明？
How do you prove that?
就是你跟头有没有连在一起
？It is whether you have a connection with the head.
头讲话，你听得见听不见
？When the head speaks, can you listen?
头要你行动的时候，你有没有顺服？你还是跟他老是在那边辩论
？And when the head asks you to act, are you arguing with it or are you obeying?
所以这个是一个很现实。马上可以应验的问题，不是一个理论的问题。
So this problem is something that we can realize right now. We can test right now.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters，
现在我们要知道头在天上发生了大事，他蒙受膏了。
So we know that right now the head in heaven, something great, big is happening. That is being anointed.
因为他配
，because he is worthy.
为什么他配
？Why is he worthy？
因为他顺服父的旨意。
Because he obeyed the Father's commandment.
他最后的表现就是这个字，被杀过。
And his last act is here. It's described he was slain.
因为他顺服父的意思。
Because he obeyed the Father's will.
所以他得胜。
So that's why he was
看到没有
victorious.
这里说他为什么能够拿这个书卷，是因为他得胜。
Here you explain why he was able to take the book. It's because he was victorious.
所以他在宇宙中是第一个得胜者。
So that's why he is the very first victor in this universe.
那么你去看前面七封信的第一个意象里面去，每一封信耶稣都在那边讲要什么，得胜，得胜，得胜，干什么？讲那么多次。
So that's why you see in all the past seven letters and everything in the very beginning, every single one of those letters, he always be victorious.
因为今天是向谁得胜？
Because today, what were you boasting victory to?
知不知道教会在地上得胜得胜是向谁得胜
？Do you know who is this this talking about?
今天在美国是共和党得胜还是民主党得胜？现在台湾要选举也有同样的事情。
Today in the election in the U.S., they're talking about whether the Republican or the Democrats would have victory.
为着地上的事情，大家热闹的要死，
and
花不了多少钱。
Everybody was going into such a frenzy for things of this earth.
充其量四年
and then it's just for 4 years,
对不对？但是知不知道，在宇宙中有一个真正的征战正在进行，我们很多的基督徒蒙擦擦。
Do you know there's such a great, there's a true battle going on in this universe? But yet, so many Christians, we still have no clue what's going on.
我们根本就不知道我们现在在一个什么样的征战的里面。耶稣对每一个教会说要得胜，得胜，得胜。
We do not know what kind of battle we're in right now, and that's why Jesus is telling us we need to be victors.
如果我们没有得胜，我们就是被踩在被撒旦踩在他的脚底下，神的救恩就没有办法完成在我们身上。
If we have no victory, then we are being stepped upon by Satan and his will.
神打发他的儿子到地上来，不是仅仅把我们救出来，将来罪宝血得罪得赦免，死后以后进天堂。你把耶稣的救恩看得太幼稚了。
God sent His Son to this earth not just to save us, so that we may be saved. Otherwise, you would view His salvation to be too childish.
今天我们怎么活？人们有没有活一个得胜的生活？是关键性的问题。
It's the most important question to see whether we have lived a victorious life.
今天这个元首，他是第一个得胜者。
Today, the leader, he is the very first.
他怎么得胜
？Victor. How did he won victory?
就是一句话
，and just one word，
顺服神的旨意。
And just one sentence is to obey the command of God。
你知道我们的老祖宗怎么输掉的
？You know how our ancestors lost their battle？
啊，就是这个毛病。你看我们的姐妹说的，真是一针见血啊，就是这个毛病。
It's that very same problem。
我们的老祖宗怎么输掉的
？The reason why our ancestors lost。
神说不可以。
God said, "You can't do this."
我们每一个人都要问为什么
？And every single one of us asks why.
我们在查经班读这件段圣经，你去看，很多的弟兄姊妹在问为什么？为什么神那么小气、小心眼？一个果子吃完就 就这么了不起，就完蛋了。
And a lot of brothers and sisters, even when we're studying the Bible, we also ask why? Why is God being so childish that they only ate one fruit or one apple?
神的宝座能不能建立，不是一个外表的问题。
Whether God's throne can be established is not an outward thing.
罗马的王国能够建立，是因为罗马王说话，下面罗马的百姓全部乖乖听。
The reason why the Roman Empire come to being because when the king, and when the emperor says one thing, everyone, all the citizens come to.
全国要拜罗马的这个王做神。
All the Roman people need to worship the emperor as king.
就是当时当代的基督徒不听不信邪不听不听。
All the Roman citizens need to worship the emperor as God, but only the Christians do not.
所以他们的命运就惨了。
That's why they were suffering.
那到底谁是最后的 authority?
So who has the final and ultimate authority?
这里有一个人，他说：“神，你才是真正的宝座。”
Here there's someone who says, "God, you're the only one who's on the true throne."
你说的话，我们必须听。
What you say, we must listen.
耶稣就做了这个第一个得胜者。
And Jesus became this first victor.
好，那么他下面就说
，And next he says,
啊，你配。
Says you're worthy.
所以他。第一是受膏，第二就把这个书卷接过来。
First he was anointed, and secondly he received the book.
好，下面就产生了大事。
And next something great happened.
他说，那有香，就是圣徒的祈祷。
Next there was this incense, which represents the saints' prayers.
所以天上就开始有一个赞美大会。
So that's why it began the great praises.
敬拜赞美不是。是 spontaneous， 是 spontaneous， 中文要怎么翻呢？自发的。
So worship and praises is a spontaneous act or spontaneous act.
什么叫做自发？是当他们看见了，哎呀，我们的主耶稣终于怎么样完成了父的旨意。
What does it mean to be spontaneous? It's when they see, oh, our Lord Jesus finally has completed our God's command.
所以你就会发现，他们就在那里开始了赞美。
So there you see, that's why they began to praise.
是 spontaneous, 是自发的。
It's spontaneous.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个地方的伟大性在哪里？
Dear brother and sister, how great is this passage?
耶稣现在之所以被高，是站在神的地位被高，还是站在人的地位被高？
So now Jesus was anointed, is he standing in the place of man, or is he standing in the place of God?
站在神的地位，站在什么地位？
Where was he standing?
For 他的名字在这个时候是犹大支派的狮子，大卫的根。
His name now at this moment in time is the lion of the tribe of Judah and the root of David.
这个名字是实实足足的是什么？是人。
These are man's name.
所以耶稣现在所站的地位不是站在神的地位上。
So that's why the position now Jesus standing is not in God's position, but rather in man.
他站在什么地位上？
Where is he standing?
人的地位上。
He's standing in position of man.
所以我才带你们去读创世纪第一章。
That's why I asked you to read from Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪第一章，我为什么带你们念26节到28节呢？
Why did I ask you to read from verse 26 to 28?
从那里你就知道神当初造人到底为什么？
There explain why God created man in the first place.
神为什么要照他的形象与样式来造男造女？没事了。
Why did he create man and woman in his own image?
有大事。
Is it because he was born?
神对这个人有一个大的期望。
He has great hope on people.
什么期望？
And what is that?
他们要管理天上的飞鸟，地上的走兽。海里的鱼什么意思？
And they will rule those in the sky, on the earth, and under in the sea.
他们是在做奴隶还是来做王的？
Are they being slaves or are they being king?
King.
They're being kings.
所以神造人的目的是要造人能够来掌权的。
God created man so that they may have authority.
对不对？结果人的命运是什么？
But it turns out that
奴隶啊。
Man becomes slave.
我们做谁的奴隶？
And who did we become slave to?
做情欲的奴隶，做罪的奴隶。
And we become
做世界的奴隶。
Slave to the world, our sins, our lusts.
所以我带你们去读罗马书第八章。
So that's why I asked you to read from Book of Romans chapter 8.
从那一天起。
And from that day on.
不但人回不了伊甸园。
Not only did man
被赶出去
they were driven out of Garden Eden.
那天全宇宙进入咒诅。
From that day on, the whole entire universe was cursed.
知道吗？
You understand this?
全宇宙进入咒诅。
The whole entire universe.
所以第八章才告诉我们，万物都在劳苦叹息，盼望等候什么？得释放的一天。
And that's why verse 8 says that the whole entire universe were waiting and sighing, and for that day.
这个叹息最大的表现就是约翰大哭。
And the sigh, the greatest representation of that sigh is John's weeping.
那个哭不是为他个人。
He's not weeping for himself.
那个哭是为着所有的受造之物。哎呀，上帝啊，你的旨意如果不能实现的话，全宇宙这么多年的劳苦叹息是为着什么呢？
And he says he's not weeping for himself, but rather because he's saying, God, if your will is not been done, why is all these creations?
Hallelujah, 感谢赞美主。
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
今天有一个人终于懂了神的心。
Today there's this man who finally knows.
他站在一个顺服的地位上，他就打败了仇敌。
He's standing in an obedient position and he had victory over
his enemy. 他得胜了。
He has victory.
所以他就被升为什么？至高。
And that's why he was exalted to the highest.
他就达到人原初被造应该有的地位。
And he reached the position which man was originally created for.
所以耶稣坐上宝座，不是以神的地位坐宝座，乃是以人的地位坐宝座。
So Jesus did not sit on the throne in the, as God, but rather as man's position.
第四章的敬拜是以神坐宝座来敬拜的，是以父神。
And on chapter 4, it talks about the worship of God, of the Father, the God who was sitting on the throne.
第五章敬的敬拜，这个被杀的羔羊是以人的地位，神的旨意完成了。
And chapter 5, it talks about the worship is for the lamb who was slain, who was the position of man.
所以你看到在第四章敬拜的时候，你只能看到是天使在那里敬拜。
So that's why in chapter 4, you only see the worship comes from the angels.
但是你到第五章看见的时候，是不但天使敬拜这个神。耶稣。
However, in chapter 5, you see that not only the angels were praising him.
他说什么？
Worshiping him.
天上的，地下的，地上的，地底下的，沧海里的，天地间，一切所有被造之物都说什么？但愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势都归给坐宝座和羔羊，直到永永远远。然后四活物才说阿们，众长老说俯伏敬拜，这是全宇宙的敬拜。
And that's why not only the angels, but everything, every created thing which is in heaven and on earth and under this earth and in the sea and all things in them, they were worshiping him.
我读到这里，我真是全身兴奋颤抖。
And when I read to this part, I just feel my entire body get excited.
因为神的旨意终于实现了。
Because God's will is finally completed.
是首先实现在他儿子身上，耶稣基督。
It's first realized on his son.
所以在天上就发生了这个 spontaneous, 自发的赞美敬拜。
That's why in the heavens, there occurred this spontaneous worship.
他这个敬拜说，你配，你为什么配？你曾被杀。
And it says, you are worthy, and the reason you're worthy is because you were slain once.
你用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归给神。
Because you have used your own precious blood to purchase all the people from the different nations to come back to God.
你叫这一群人干嘛？第一，成为国民。
And you ask these people to become, first of all, the people of the kingdom.
Citizen.
The citizens of the kingdom.
第二，做他的祭司。
And secondly, to become his priest.
完全归给神。
And to completely offer up to God.
他们原来都根本没有，根本不可能的人。
You know, these people have no parts, not even they can't.
但是今天都回来了。
Today, all these people return.
然后要在他们，要叫他们在地上干嘛？
And then they ask them to do on this earth.
这个 ultimate 是什么？
The ultimate purpose.
在地上执掌王权。
So that they may have to become rulers on this earth.
这是神借着他的儿子要坐在我们每一个基督徒身上的。
And this is God's will for every single one of us Christians through His Son.
Wake up, 所有的弟兄姊妹。
Wake up, brothers and sisters.
你要知道你的前途是什么大好啊。
Know your future is bright.
神在你的身上有个荣耀的旨意啊。
God has this glorious will.
要叫我们与他同掌权啊。
And He wants us to rule with Him.
但是他的条件是什么？
However, His condition is
得胜。
You must be victors.
就是要走 这个得胜的路。
And so you must walk the victorious life.
所以第一七前面的第一个意象七封信一直叫教会失败失败失败，你要悔改悔改悔改。
So that's why the first seven letters it always tells them to be victory, repent, repent, repent.
因为我们如果不悔改，我们仍然就耶稣的工作没有完成。
Because as long as we do not repent, Jesus' work will never be done.
除非我们悔改。
Unless we repent,
我们得胜。
Then we have victory.
那这样。我们就可以加入这个敬拜的行列。
Then only then can we enter into the ranks of worship.
所以这个敬拜能不能 spontaneous 不是形式的问题。
So whether we can spontaneously praise is not what we do.
是灵里面看见了。
Is that our spirit is able to see.
而且实实在在的像约翰一样走上这条路。
And then just like John, we start walking on this path.
然后看见神的旨意终于在我们身上完成了，由衷的来赞美他。
And then finally see his will is complete on us.
当众子来赞美他的时候，天上地上地底下所有的活物，鱼、野兽、鸟、树林，通通要来赞美他。
And when we worship him, everything in this universe, from in the heavens and on earth and under the earth will worship, will praise him.
荣耀不荣耀？
Isn't that glorious?
兴奋不兴奋？
Isn't it something to be excited about?
发现我们坐那里默动。
I discovered that we're just sitting there.
I don't know. 愿神开我们的眼睛。
May God open our eyes.
全宇宙的敬拜是看见了这个事实。
All the worship in this universe is because they have seen this reality.
否则所有的敬拜都是外表，都是没有用的。
Otherwise, all these are just superficial.
他必须里头被这个东西碰到了啊，哀哭就变成了什么？赞美了。
And their inside must be touched by all this, and then so their weeping now becomes praises.